we're doing Dracula versus Dracula or whatever. Dracula versus vampires. Who wins? I don't fucking know. Something versus something. I just want to talk about stupid shit, and I want everybody to be included. So let's do it.
Okay.
Do you want, Jen? Is it cool if I host this one, or do you want to do this one?
Go ahead. You do. You do really good minisode hosting. So let's do it.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well. Oh, hey, it's me, Victoria underscore Maximus. I almost forgot my name. because I was busy playing the role of Dracula in the latest Dracula mini series, a pop culture podcast that you may have heard another
Dracula
week.
Dracula versus Hitler.
Yeah, I was playing my role of Dracula versus Hitler.
Yep.
And here's spoilers. Hitler loses. Extra read all about it. Now we're here. And you're listening probably a week before or after Halloween. I'm not sure. It depends on when I get around to editing it. See, we hope that you, as a listener, take listening to this show a lot more seriously than we do making it. But this week, we have the one and the only Kaylee Cake. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great, thank you.
Oh, how are you doing? Good. Now, we also have the Jen Giglacius. Jen Giglace. In the He's House. How what's up? What up, yo?
Not much. I'm just relaxing after vacation.
All right. Neat. Vacation and relaxing. Sounds like a hoot and a holler over there. And we've got a special guest. We love special guests. Well, she's back, A Dinosaur Story. Billy by Design. Hey, Billy.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Oh, hey.
Again.
Hey, Billy, remember me?
I do, from the other podcast.
Oh. Yeah, it's nice. It's been a while.
Been a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we did a podcast. So, Billy, you're on Instagram as at Billy by Design. Are there underscores there?
Yes, underscores between the words, and Billy is spelled with an I-E.
Billy with an I-E, underscore, yeah. By underscore design. And by is B-Y, we covered that, not B-I,
it's B-Y.
Which is totally awesome. Yeah. Just want to make sure people get it. Now, you also do a podcast. Why don't you plug it one more time for the people, even though you did it twice right. Last time, and you're plugging it more than we're plugging our own damn show. Go ahead, Billy.
Oh, good. Set me
hey,
up for...
Billy.
That way. Yes. Okay. Well, extreme narcissism time. My podcast is called Nothing to Fear. It's a weekly horror movie podcast that I host with my two friends, Alex and Luke. Every week we pick a horror movie to watch and then talk about it. That's the show. And it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like an amazing show. And you know what? If you didn't hear last week's podcast, we talked a lot about Dracula, but this week it is here. It is awesome. I can't wait to get into this conversation. Pop Culture Wars is back.
Boom.
So thrilled to be part of a Pop Culture Wars.
And we're hoogity boogity. We're doing Dracula versus vampires or something. Vampire versus vampire. That could be.
How about best vampire show or movie?
Best vampire. Thing.
Best vampire.
Dracula versus
best vampire. Overall, it can be whatever.
Dracula versus
be only
Dracula.
One.
And instead of cutting each other's heads off, they just suck each other's blood off.
They just suck each other off until one of them.
One of them gets stabbed with something long and wooden.
That's Dracula versus Dracula. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Yeah, fun fact about me. This is not a fun fact, but fun fact about me is I love calling all vampires Draculas, so everyone can be a Dracula if they believe enough.
Dracula versus Draculas.
That.
Yeah, like everyone's a Dracula.
Dracula's like the Spider-Man of horror. Yeah. That's so sweet.
I love that you take
anyone can put on the mask.
I love that you take a good burger approach. That like I'm a dude, she's a dude, he's a dude. Like we're all dudes. Instead, substitute dude for Dracula, and you're fucking there. You're at your life philosophy. I appreciate it. That's probably the only Keenan or Kel reference, all that reference I might ever make on this show. But you heard it here first and last. Let's get into it, ladies. Just pick one. You gotta pick one and defend it, and maybe you could bring another one to the table, but you know what? Who wants to go first here?
I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah, go, Billy. Bill, you're the guest.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Pick our asses. Come on, Billy.
I don't remember the character's name, but my favorite Dracula is the one played by Taika Waititi in What We Do in the Shadows, because I would die or kill for Taika Waititi, and the character he plays in What We Do in the Shadows, the vampire, I want to say his name is Klaus, but I'm not 100 on that. So I just love the way his acting is. I love his little mannerisms. There's like a scene where he looks at the camera crew that's following them around and does this like little awkward smile, and it's just like movie magic. So for me, it's Taika Waititi, and I'm going to look up the name because I want to get this name right. So circle back to me. But that's
okay. So you're taking the sexiness. You're taking the sexiness approach. Like, that's your pick because you find this vampire hot.
Yeah, he's special.
Like, you want him to stop sucking off the other Dracula and maybe come over Billy's way.
I would not know what to do. I would just like, ooh, hello. Oh my gosh.
You drop the stakes. You pull a Harker, you know.
I definitely drop the stakes. I would be like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
You'd be dropping all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. I get it. All right.
You said this was a family show. What the heck?
Oh God.
Oh no.
Well, I'm pretty sure my son probably listens. Although I hope not, but I have no control over that. And you know what? He's almost 15. He can make his own decisions. He's almost going to drive, you know?
Yeah.
It's Viago, Billy. See. It's Viago.
Oh, Viago. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just Viago Mortensen. Okay. Kaylee, you got a pick or Jen?
Viago.
I was going to say What We Do in the Shadows, but I was expecting to react to a very serious vampire movie, and then I was going to be like, well, screw that. Let's do something fun. But no, Billy all hit the good points. So I'll say, great movie, go watch it. So my favorite vampire thing is going to be the little vampire Halloween costumes that all the kids wear at school. And it's just like the little plastic, you know, little vampire teeth. And it's just so ridiculous. It's the most basic costume, and yet, like, everyone goes with it. What the heck?
Everyone's been a vampire once.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a rite of passage.
It's so iconic. Yeah.
It was the day, yeah. My parents were like, you're a woman now, Victoria.
Yeah. Put on the little cape.
Here's your cape.
Trick-or-treating.
Here's your teeth.
Yeah, and I have the teeth in it, and I'm like, really? Did you think I could stay up past 10? They're like, get out there and wear your jacket, damn it.
Oh, hold up.
Make sure you take those damn teeth out before you get into some crunchy candy. All right. Okay, so Billy went the sexy factor. You're taking cuteness.
And I gotta say, also, commercial factor. Like, I'm not down for capitalism, but for this sense of just, like, getting vampires everywhere in this stupid little costume, yeah, I'm down. The one thing capitalism got right.
And those little costumes, damn. You're like, I could just see you on Halloween night. You're like, look at you little dumbasses. Damn, you're so mean to these children.
The little weird cross necklace that isn't a cross that hurts you.
Yeah.
The cape that's made out of like a hefty bag, basically.
If you've never spat your like vampire fangs out and held them while saying trick or treat, then I don't think you've lived. Like, you can't have lived a full and honest life if you haven't been like, trick or treat. That's going to be horrible audio. I apologize.
That's great.
That's the point.
Every slurpalicious. Were you not here for the Granola Cast? I mean, come on. You know, we want to capture every slurpalicious moment here on We Happen to Be Trans. In fact, that's our tagline. You may have seen it on the billboards.
We got trademarked that.
You live at Mountain Time, you say? I don't know. We got a couple billboards out there in Colorado.
I can see one right now. I'm in Canada.
Oh.
Kaylee handles the Canadian advertising. We don't pay that much attention to what she does.
Yeah, yeah.
There is one that looks directly into my bedroom window, which I, like, at first wasn't cool with, but I got used to it. Like, I got used to just Victoria staring at me while I'm sleeping. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I paid extra for the moving eyes.
I can barely hear the whirring of the cameras as they record everything, but, like, you tune it out. So. Yeah.
The epic glow emanating from my bustiest chest is probably kind of annoying, right? Through the window?
It is, but, you know, you just, you turn, you put, like, a little sleep shade on. You're good. Good
so,
to go.
So, Jen.
Yeah.
Jen.
Yeah.
Jen.
Uh-huh. Jen giggles.
Hey Jen,
hey, Victoria.
What's your choice? Oh God, what's your choice?
Oh my gosh. That was such a hey Adora.
Hey Adora,
I love it.
Well, I'm afraid to ask, which vampire are you contending for? What are you picking? Damn it!
I'm gonna go with Paul Reubens Amalyn from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Whoa,
the movie, because choice. Oh my God, the comedy factor that is brought to that movie through that one character perfect.
Wow. The new and improved vampire.
Exactly.
All right, that's you know what, you're going for the comedy route.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was gonna go comedy, possibly with Nicolas Cage and Vampire's Kiss, because the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's a weird movie. I forgot all about it.
It's a very weird movie.
It's incredible. And he puts in the plastic freaking teeth at one point, and he looks up and he's like, and he's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is the fucking shit.
Isn't Vampire's Love Kiss that. The one where that like meme, that like yes. meme image of Nicolas Cage, like, looking back and looking all like eyes wide, like isn't that
yeah
from that movie?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
that's the movie that started it all when it comes to like the Nick Cage-ness of Nick Cage.
Did
it come out before Face Off then?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It came out.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like early '90s, late '80s. It was way. Yeah.
Okay.
He was baby fetus, Nick Cage. He did like Peggy Sue Got Married, and then he did that probably. I don't know.
And the Wicker Man was around that time, wasn't it?
No, that was a few years. That was much later.
Oh, okay.
That was after Face Off, I think.
Yeah, Wicker Man was after Face Off.
Yeah, he's a baby. He's a little baby in Vampire's Kiss, but it's great.
Not the mama.
So, oh Lord. Don't make me invalidate your choice, Jen. Now, I was also going to go with classic and just kind of avant-garde choice, which would have been Count Dracula.
Oh.
Which everybody remembers from freaking Danger Mouse, but nobody really remembers. Google Count Dracula if you want a... I don't even know if it's a good time. If you want a time, I can't guarantee if it's good or not. If you would like to have a time, that's all I can guarantee. Google search Count Dracula.
If you want to consume content for 22 to 37 minutes.
Don't forget the Darkwing Duck villain who is also a vampire.
let us know by writing into wehappentobetrans@gmail.com if you do.
Oh my gosh, there's a comic for it as well.
It's pretty okay. Now, okay, well, Kaylee's going to have a good time after we get done podcasting. So, but I'm going to contest that the Dracula to end all Draculas, although Christopher Lee was fucking great, solid choice. You know, he probably actually wins, but my choice is the endurance. Because there have not been more resurrections and sequels than fucking, I'm going Castlevania. I gotta go Castlevania. Dracula is the ultimate Dracula. He has been in 5,000 video games, pretty much. He keeps coming back. He has a castle. He has a castle that the roof actually turns into an upside down recreation of the castle on top. Also, He commands the legions of fucking all the horror movie monsters. You gotta beat fucking Frankenstein, Mummy, yep. Wolfman, Medusa. Like, yeah, there's a freaking Gorgon.
Big robot, I probably.
I almost said Gungan. The Misa Jar Jar Binks staring into my eyes.
Misa behind the woman.
A Gungan. Oh, a Gungan.
Don't look straight into his eyes. Excuse me. Anyway, the freaking Gorgon is in it. There's just a bat, straight up, like straight up bat, not Dracula bat, but bat. He fucking turns into like Satan, basically. Like,
oh, shit.
He delivers
yeah.
memorable lines such as, "What is a man but a miserable pile of secrets?" and throws his wine glass on the fucking floor like a boss. He doesn't even Ooh. Have to make sense. He doesn't even have to say it in a believable way. He doesn't even care how much that freaking glass is worth. Dracula fucking owns his property, and he's out there in the hills. You don't fuck with him. And he possesses people. Like, he starts possessing, like, other dudes. Like, he's like, oh, you keep taking me out this way? I'm just gonna, like, possess you or some shit.
Yeah, and I mean, he takes out Richter Belmont that way.
Yeah. So, that's my big choice.
I have a late competitor, if I can. Unless you want to say something,
Kaylee. Can I get in on this
Well,
first?
Yeah, please, I want to get in. Yeah. Kaylee saw some mic.
I gotta give points to Castlevania Dracula, because he keeps killing me in Smash Bros, and I'm very upset at that, but I gotta respect it.
That's
so.
True. He's a toughie.
What is a Mario but a miserable pile of secrets?
It's a me. A miserable pile of secrets.
Okay, Billy, you're late contender, and I actually might have a secret contender. But go ahead.
Okay, so this is if you're in elementary school in the late 80s to mid 90s, you may have come across this character from the Scholastic Book Fair. But I'm talking about the rabbit vampire named Bunnicula, who would drain
God.
Vegetables of their juices in the night, and all the other household pets
I
were
remember
scared
this.
Of him. So Bunnicula was it. Albino vampire rabbit, where he would like, he'd like eat a carrot in the
a
night.
Shot pointy teeth, flat S.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bunnicula. Bunnicula is my call.
I appreciate, you know what? We'll have a subcategory for cheesy, like who wins the cheese off, like the non-real ones, because I'm a vegan. So I appreciate any vampire that's not actually like eating flesh. But there ain't no way fucking no bunny is winning this category. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't care how funny and fucking shit is. Bunnicula ain't winning. But I'll tell you what. I'll put my home slice boy, the Dracula that's in the Beetlejuice live action musical at Universal Studios. I'll put that Dracula up against Bunnicula any day of the week. That dude plays the keytar. He plays the keytar. How could you fuck
it.
With that?
Yeah, I lose.
You also have to toss in Leslie Nielsen's Dead and Dracula from Dead and Loving It into the comedic category.
It's a good choice. Well, that's the fuck off round.
Or also Mr. Burns Vampire from that Halloween of Horror, the Trios of Horror special.
That's a bunch of like old men and a bunny. It's like three old men and a bunny.
Unless we're talking like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt Interview with a Vampire, they're all old men.
The movie that rounds out the Three Men and a Baby friggin' trilogy here is three old men and a...
Three old vampires and a bunny.
Yeah, they got lonely after she grew up and left the home. My late contender, I think I'm still going Dracula, though. I was going to say, where does Alucard fit in all this? Because Alucard's fucking
he is the bomb.
Ribs. He's fucking
But
cool.
He's only half vampire like Blade.
Oh, what about Blade? Why are none of us talking about fucking Wesley Snipes Blade?
Because he's half vampire. He's not a full vampire.
I don't
vampire.
Give a fuck. He's half vampire, but he's full fucking awesome.
This is true.
Blade the Daywalker.
Especially the original movie.
He kicked ass. The first
Blade
the first
2
movie,
was pretty
Blade
good.
Blade 2 was good.
Blade
3 was...
not so much.
Well, as it has been foretold, so it shall be written. To come to pass, mayhaps a day could be where we decide on the truest vampire.
We want your votes, listeners. Tell us who.
You listen to this episode and
tell me how right I am.
You decide,
please, listeners.
It's like epic rap battles of history. You tell us, like, you decide who won and who lost. We won't decide for you. That's the joy. That's where your listenership becomes a part of the art.
Oh.
Or we're just too lazy to actually fight about this, and we just care more about our friendships than we do about fucking bunny vampires and bullshit. But it has been a pop culture podcast with Kaylee Cake, Jen Giggles.
Hey.
Oh, say it. Make a noise. You made a noise. Woo-hoo. Kaylee Cake. And Billy by Design.
Interesting noise. There we go.
Oh, here, I'll make one for you. I'll make one for you, okay? Okay? No, I don't have one. All right, see you next week.
Hey, that was an interesting noise.
That was interesting.
All right.
Wow.
That was fun.
That was super fun.
Gosh dang, those mini-sodes are fun.